Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com and Parkhopper John from WDWParkhoppers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times and get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
Have you ever come to Orlando and you're the person that has to make all the dining plans, all the fast passes, get all the tickets? Well, we have a service that can help you do this. This is the best service. They are themeparkconcierge.com. You can call them up at 407-257-9973. Tell them your plans. They'll send you a little profile, get some information about you and your traveling party, what you want to do, what you don't want to do. And then they can set up a custom plan for you. And they'll take you around the parks. They'll make the dining plans. They'll get the fast passes. They'll take you to Walt Disney World. They'll take you to Universal. They'll take you to Busch Gardens, to SeaWorld, to Legoland, to all of those places. And they will do all of the work for you. Contact them at themeparkconcierge.com. Check them out on Facebook at facebook.com/RamonVIPconcierge. Or email them at ramon@themeparkconcierge.com. I am telling you, you will not be disappointed. And if you tell them the Disney Parks Podcast sent you, you'll get 10% off your order.
So welcome to the show, everybody. We've got a great show. We've got a couple of little things we're probably going to touch on. Then we have like our big subject. As we record this, we are less than 6 days.
Four
from our
Tuesday, Wednesday,
Thursday, Friday. That's right. From our extravaganza at the Bay Lake Tower. I cannot wait. I'm so excited.
Toot toot
was down the kitchen. Yeah. Toot toot. So yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun. So we're ready. We're going to be doing some live casting from there.
Oh yeah.
So we'll be doing that. I'll probably have some live casting going on at Park Hoppers.
We're probably gonna do it on the Disney Parks podcast page. Maybe not exclusive. We may do something nice for you on Sunday.
Okay.
Maybe something from Top of the World.
We'll advertise that. Let them know.
But stay tuned, and the best way to find out is subscribe to us on Facebook.
Correct.
Subscribe to the live thing on Facebook, and I'm not...
The live thing. Oh, to the live, Facebook Live.
Yeah, Facebook Live. This way you'll make sure that you get notified when...
That's a thing now?
Yeah, it's a thing. You can subscribe.
That's great.
To live feeds, so...
Yeah, Facebook and I are not on speaking terms right now.
Yeah, well...
No, we're on speaking terms in the sense that I'm still on Facebook, but they dinged me for something. I don't know what I did, but apparently I can't put any ads up right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they won't tell me what I did.
Mm-hmm. Just, no, they don't.
Yeah.
Isn't that the stupidest thing? When you do, normally in society, when you do something wrong, you usually, like a cop will give you a ticket and then tell you you were speeding.
Correct.
Or in a classroom, you got an F because you didn't study these things.
Correct.
But when it comes to like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, they never tell you what you did wrong.
Yeah, it's your.
They just shun you. You're done, and then you don't know why.
Yeah, your account has been disabled. You know, contact us if you think this is inaccurate.
Yeah, it's inaccurate.
This will be my third.
Yeah.
This will be my third reach out. I'm just going to keep doing it every day.
Yeah, just do it every day till Mark gets mad.
Yes, that's...
Because I'm sure it goes to Mark.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
What else you got there?
Hey, if you're a pass holder, let me hold on, change the camera here. And you get your Mickey Monitor. I almost forgot the name.
I haven't gotten that yet.
Okay. There is a nice little trivia of Epcot. 35 questions because it's the 35th anniversary. So 35 trivia questions about Epcot.
Wow. Oh, great.
Digging it.
So I guess I know where some trivia questions are coming for the next 75.
You may get 35 questions for the next 35 weeks.
Oh, this is...
So if you have one of these, you may want to keep it handy. Don't throw it out.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Cheaters. Yeah, cheater.
It's all about Epcot this month.
Right.
Yeah. And they did a nice little... you really can't see it, but this is kind of...
Yeah, it's really nice.
Shiny, sparkly. They made... Spaceship Earth glow there.
It's nice. It's nice.
Thank you, Greg. Beautiful art again. Beautiful. Mickey Monitor.
Yep. Is that Greg Ebar stuff?
Yep. Greg Ebar. Go back and listen to that. It shows something or other. Greg does this, and this is one of the many things he does.
Right.
Yeah. Does all the stuff on the chocolates and the teas and all the other stuff out there.
Yeah. Well, all right. So, what we want to talk about today, is there anything else?
No.
Okay. All right. So, what we want to talk about today is, well, we'll talk about that on the show.
Yeah, we'll talk about
that. Is an interesting, was it Theme Park Insider that came out with it first? I saw it a couple different places.
I saw it there first.
Apparently, Disney has been doing some polling. Disney has been doing some polling for possible name changes. With all the changes that Hollywood Studios is undergoing, mm-hmm. we all knew that they were going to change the name.
Right.
And we all kind of thought that that they had a name all picked out, and we kind of been guessing at it.
Yeah.
And we've kind of got wagers going on what it'll be. And then this news item comes across, and it's not the it's not anywhere close to what we thought it would be.
It's not a list that I would have thought that would have come up with.
No, and it's just the weirdest amalgamation of the weirdest names you could ever...
I mean, some of these, I mean, what do they even mean?
Right. Yeah, they're just the weirdest
thing.
What's
it a reference to? What's the backstory?
Right.
I'm just baffled. Like, the last one, I was like, what the hell is that? It's like French. I think it's French.
No, it's not, because it's what they like to do. They like to take the two words and mush them together like Imagineer.
Okay.
So,
let's go with that.
We're just going to go through the list. If you haven't seen this link yet, we will... I'll tell you what we'll do. If you're watching live, I'm going to copy the list, and I'm going to literally put it in...
Yeah, we got somebody watching. Unless it's you.
Nope. I'm not watching. I'm not watching right now. I don't know who it is. I'm going to put the... here are the names. Whoops. That didn't go like I thought it would. So I'm going to put the names into the chat room.
All right.
And let me know what you think about those beauties. Let's go down the list and see what this is
this
like.
This is,
Yeah, go ahead. What's all the right. first one?
First one, Disney's Kaleidoscope Park.
Just rolls off the tongue.
Where are you going today, kid?
I'm going to Kaleidoscope Park. Daddy, can we go to Disney's Kaleidoscope?
No. What the hell is that?
Can we go to DKP?
Not unless we stop at the pot store.
At the pot store. Well, we are in Florida now. Hey, bro, where do you want to go?
Yeah. Oh, David Maruka's in the chat room.
Let's go to the Kaleidoscope Park.
So, yeah, Kaleidoscope Park. I don't know. I understand. You know, the story is, on the survey, is they're trying to explain to you that the park is transforming. Into immersive experiences. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be just attractions and shows you're going to go see now based on Hollywood's things. So we should kind of straighten that out. That there'll be a Star Wars immersive experience and a Toy Story immersive experience and then something in the middle.
Hollywood Land.
And then something in the middle. No, they left the word Hollywood. Something in the middle of unknown origin.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're trying to say in the survey. And they said, well, based on that, which of these names would you pick for that type of park? So that's kind of the backstory.
I get it, but
what does Kaleidoscope have to do?
Kaleidoscope
with immersive.
The only thing, and this is really, I want to catch heat for this. The only thing I could think of is Kaleidoscope would be the colors of the rainbow, and Disney's trying to connect. Well, it is Orlando.
No.
Orlando strong.
No.
You know, that's the only thing, because this makes no sense.
That's not.
I do not get immersive experience out of Kaleidoscope. You know?
Neither one.
World of Color.
Yeah.
I get.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's okay. The first one. I don't like it. That's right. That's
number two.
Number two. So, it's a wild universe that we're going to. Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. And I'm shocked that they haven't changed the name to Toy Story Land to, you know, Andy's Toy Box Land or Andy's Toy Boxville. Mm. And then whatever they're changing, the other thing that, you know, Hollywood Boulevard and whatever that stuff changes into. I mean, put all that together, and it's a new universe where we tell stories. It's a story of universe. It's a universe of stories. Stories in universe. Disney Storyverse Park.
Yeah. We should also mention that every single one of these ends with the word
park.
And they try not to use that word a lot, because they're not really parks.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you look at their nomenclature, it's Magic Kingdom Park. It's always Magic Kingdom Park. It's Epcot. It's not Disney's Epcot. It's right. Epcot. And then it's Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Right.
And it's Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Right.
But
there's no park on the end of...
There's no park except for Magic Kingdom Park. So this is fascinating that they're actually using the word park so hard.
Yeah.
So.
Which makes me kind of believe that these are all fake.
You think?
Even on their website, it's just called the Magic Kingdom, it's just called Epcot, Disney's Hollywood Studio, and then Disney's Animal Kingdom. And none of those is the word park written.
Until you go to their blog, and then they make a difference between Magic Kingdom Park.
Mm.
Yeah, that is, because I do that every day. I see that every day.
Every day.
Every day. So, it's very interesting. Let's see. I'm going to keep you short until it happens this morning. A Twitter user this morning posted what he said was a Disney Park survey.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see the screen cap of that. There is a picture.
I haven't.
You haven't?
Yeah, it's in the show notes.
Okay. I'm seeing a picture of something. I'll look in the show notes.
If you go in the show notes, it's there. I'll read you what it says. It says, enter this newly named Disney theme park and completely immerse yourself in the realm of some of your favorite stories. Step into imagined worlds made real and take the lead in an adventure that surrounds you at every turn. From the edge of a galaxy to the imagination of a world of toys, familiar locales become the setting and exhilarating quests to call your own. Explore them all alongside world-renowned characters and supporting cast made up of your family and friends. Magnificent memories are abound, and discover the collection of amazing adventure together. And tell us then the name of the park.
Yep. Yeah, I totally get that. I would like to see the full photo and see if it's got the logo on it. If someone's pulling our chain, they're horrible, because they could come up with better names than this. Storyverse. What do you feel about Storyverse? Storyverse isn't horrible.
Yeah.
It's not great. No?
It doesn't. None of these do it for me.
Yeah. The next one is the one that I actually like. Oh, I kind of like that.
Yeah.
I kind of like this one, but...
Hyperia.
Hyperia Park.
Well, we were going to get Hyperion...
Wharf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that got scratched immediately for whatever reason.
Yeah, I'd wish they'd kept that concept, and I'd be okay with Hyperion Park,
mm-hmm.
Disney's Hyperion Park.
Yeah.
That would work. There's history there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a legacy to that name.
Disney's Hyperion Studio.
That would be fine, too, either way.
Because Hyperion is the street that the studio is on, so Hyperion Studio would have been perfect.
Right. So, you know, I know they're trying to get away from studios because they don't produce anything in that studio anymore. Hyperia is probably the, of this list, Hyperia is probably the closest that I actually would go, yeah, okay, I'm fine with that. Mm. So that becomes DHP.
Yeah. And the next one is, I have no idea what they were thinking.
Go ahead.
Beyond Park. Disney's Beyond Park. Beyond what?
It's beyond. Because of Star Wars, it's beyond. That's the dumbest one to me. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Disney Beyond Park.
Come on in.
Come on in. Welcome to Beyond.
Welcome to Beyond.
That's just dumb.
I would be laughing at cast members when they said that to me. Welcome to the Beyond. What? Wait, what did you say?
What did you say?
No, it's Disney's Hollywood. It's Disney's MGM studio.
Right. I still, you know, I still have people who call it MGM
studios. I still call it MGM, yeah. I do occasionally.
Yeah. So this is probably the dumbest to me.
Yeah.
You know. Next on the list is another amalgam name. So we had Storyverse. Mm. Now we have, and this actually could work. Disney Cinemagic Park, a combination of cinema and magic. Cinemagic. The only problem I have with that is Cinemark. Mm. You know, unless they buy Cinemark,
yeah,
to put all their movies in, which, yeah, we talked about that a couple weeks, yeah, ago.
David thinks that they're giving us this crappy list, so when they give us the real name, it won't sound as bad.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be like, oh, thank God.
Yeah. If it's even remotely decent, we'll be going, oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they don't realize that most Disney fans, most like Disney nut fans, you know,
yeah,
it doesn't matter what they're going to call it. They're going to be like, this is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
It's just like when they announced, and I'm going to catch heat, so forgive me, Avatar is like, that's going to be the greatest thing. It's going to be the Harry Potter killer. Yeah. Shut up. Just shut up.
Okay. Just to deviate a little bit. Today, I got a survey from Disney.
Did you really?
I did.
Dear Mr. Castelnuova.
Yeah.
There's a shocker.
And it was about the Disney Movie Rewards Club and the Disney Movie Club, which I'm a member of both.
Right.
And the Disney Movie Club is you buy the movie, and then usually in there's a little thing with a code, and then you go to the rewards site, you put in the code, and you can get prizes and free movies and stickers and whatnot.
Been there, done that.
But they want to turn that, the survey was all about turning the club into a tiered program, you know, silver, gold, and platinum. And I'm like, why? It's perfectly fine the way it is now. I get movies, I put in codes, I get gifts. What is wrong with that process? And I wrote, you know, they have, you know, I like, usually they put in a box, do you have any additional feedback? And I'm like, why are you always trying to turn something into a class system? Why are you trying to divide us into silver, gold, and platinum all the time? My passes, the parking is, everything, a D23 is. Why are you trying to divide everybody into poor people and rich people, what people can afford and what people can't afford? Well, just let me do the club the way it is. I'm buying a movie, I'm getting rewards. Is there anything wrong with that system?
We don't have time. I know you think I'm a conspiracy theory nut, but you are literally making my point. There are 5 media companies in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Disney is one of them.
Yeah,
of course. Run all of the media outlets, sure, across the United States.
Sure. And they were asking, too, about those other 5 outlets. Like, do you buy movies from Universal, Sony, you know, and other studios? And I'm like, why do you care?
That's none of your business.
Yeah, it's none of your business what I buy.
Look, they're already going to know what you buy when you walk into the park. You know,
yeah,
and you put your credit card.
They already know what I buy. I'm a member of their damn club.
Well, yeah, when you put your credit card down on the magic bands this week, yeah, and all that good stuff, they're going to be like,
oh, yeah,
let's run his credit and see, yeah, what everything. Oh, yeah, well, he bought a whole bunch of this stuff.
Yeah.
Why didn't he buy Disney stuff? Because it's too expensive. Well, he'd buy it anyway. It's, you know, yeah, they know. Yeah. And yeah, that's the thing, man. I don't get it. What benefit does it to switch into a tier system?
I don't know.
Because
I'm not
if you're platinum, that means your prizes are better.
Yes.
Well, if you spend more money at Disney,
and that's what they're trying to do.
But wait, but if you're platinum member, that means you've already purchased. Let's say it's 100 movies makes you platinum, well, then your prizes should be better. You know, your prizes should be better.
Right? I have purchased a lot of movies.
Right. Your prizes should be better because you purchased that many movies, and you've accumulated the points to buy the big ticket items. Right. You know, unless you bought
but
a bunch.
But they're not going
to
give me credit for the past movies I've purchased, I'm sure.
Of course not, because they're going to change the tier system. That they've already changed it once already, because all the points that we accumulated the very first time we were ever in the movie club no longer apply.
Yeah, see?
So
I think that's what they do. You know, there's a lot of people probably out there with a lot of points, and in order to kind of wipe them and to reset the system, they'll just change it and come up with a new program, and then everything goes bye-bye. Everybody's free and clear, and then they start again.
Hey, everybody, you're starting brand new, and to get you started, we're opening up the vaults for the first time in forever.
Yeah.
We're going to now offer
something stupid like Snow White, which has been out a bazillion times.
Right, Snow White in the 75th. No, actually, it would be, hang on a second.
Here would be the thing, John. If they could, if they're going to do the tier thing, platinum should be that you get a copy of Song of the South at some point. That will get everybody onto that platinum program immediately.
You think?
Oh, yeah. I think people would sign up for that program. They could charge $99 a year. And I think just for them to get Song of the South, people would do it. Now, if it happens, I am not responsible.
There is no way that movie is ever going to see the light of day. Well, there's no way, bro.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm shocked that it's still on certain tubes of Eunice that you can search for Song of the South, and it's there full in its glory.
Full, uncommercial.
Uncommercial, uncut.
And 720p.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back to the names of this park.
Next up is...
Oh, well, it's Cinemagic.
Yeah.
We said Cinemagic.
Yeah.
Not a horrible name. I think it sounds too much like Cinemark. And then we've got...
It might be one I might be able to live with.
Yeah, we've got hang on.
Synology?
I've joked about it so much with my wife, now I can't actually say it. It's Sinopolis.
Sinopolis?
Yeah, it's the movie chain down 27 and I-4. It's kind of like a cheaper version of Epic.
Oh.
But I always kid around with my wife. I call it Sinolopolis.
Oh, all right.
And now that I actually need to say Sinopolis, I can't say it.
Sinolopolis.
You know.
Yeah.
So, okay, so next, what's next?
All right, the next one is Disney's Legends Park, and I do not think it should be called this.
Oh, no.
The Legends are for the Disney Legends. The only place I know is the Burbank Studio, right behind the building. That's Legend Plaza, and I don't think you should be calling anything else. I think it would be shameful to those people that have earned that status, and now you're just going to make a park out of it? No.
Well, yeah, and the thing is there...
Then you should have a Legends Plaza in the park.
Right. There's not enough of that to even make sense. Unless you're talking about, look at our movie franchises. They're legendary. Oh, they're legend? Wait for it.
Dairy.
So... That's not the point to this, I don't think. And calling it Legends Park, I mean, I don't know. Here's a crazy idea. Why don't you just call it Walt Disney Studios? Oh, wait, we did that in Paris.
Yeah.
Crap. Oh, well. What's next?
Next up, and this is the...
The worst.
Yeah.
The worst.
Probably top on this crappy list. Disney XL Park. What does that even mean? What is that a reference to? All right, let's think. What could XL be a reference to?
It's the ride for the fat guys. No?
I have no reference to why what in Disney history is XL? I don't know. Somebody's shirt size? Hey, John, what shirt size are you wearing? I'm wearing an XL. Let's call it the Disney XL Park.
I'm wearing a Disney XL t-shirt. Like a Disney XD. Extreme Disney, Extra Disney, whatever the X stands for.
Yeah.
I listened to a podcast where XD stands for something else.
Yeah, extra dimensional. I don't know. But
XL makes no sense. Yeah. And especially with the way that rides are being designed anyway, they're not necessarily XL rides.
Yeah. Did you see a picture of the Slinky Dog coaster?
No.
They don't look very large. No.
Oh, jeez, God.
Unfortunately.
So they should call it Disney
SL.
SL. SM. SM. Small.
Small. It's small. Let's get small. I was going down the street and the guy said, let's get small. I got so small. I love Steve Martin.
Oh, man. He's hilarious.
All right, and the last one, John, go ahead.
The last one, boys and girls, children of all ages, is yet another. They're trying it out, man. They did story and universe, storyverse. They did cinema and magic. We got Cinemagic. And while they were on the Cinemagic, they were like, huh, we talk about imagination. Cinemagine. Dumb. Cinemagine.
Cinnabuns?
Yeah, it's just not. It's not doing it for me.
No.
It's just not. I got nothing that feels good about that. Cinemagine is just horrible.
Yeah, I really don't know what to
Cinemagine Park.
I can't imagine.
And I understand that Disney's trying to be, if these are Disney names, let's start with that base. If this is really legit, these names are so incredibly lame.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show, if these are Disney names,
right,
it just goes, in my opinion, it just goes to show that Disney's phoning it in.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, let's spend some money, let's build more theme parks, or let's build more rides, and let's do this and do that. Universal's kicking our butts. Let's just do this. But it's the worst thought out plans. Yeah. Hey, let's give them a gondola system. That's a great idea. Mm. Are we going to make American Edition? No. Why?
Yeah. Why would there's you do a that? Lot of work being done on that gondola system right now.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
And that's not even... Yeah. They're not even doing the work that's going to be a pain in the butt yet.
Yeah. Hanging wire.
Hanging wire across several roads.
Yeah. Parks, yeah. Hotels, resorts.
Yeah.
A person I know on Facebook is an Imagineer, and she is on the Disney Skyliner team, and she posted today a Tumblr they have. It says Disney Skyliner on it. So... It's already been localized. And,
market the crap. And, well, yeah, the guy, they put the thing out.
And Imagineering's got merch already.
Yeah.
You know, so.
You know, if they can't slap a logo on it.
If you're at Mickey's at Glendale and anybody would like to pick me up one.
There's two of us on this podcast.
And John.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Pick us up one. We'll take them.
Each?
Yeah, each.
We'll pay you for them.
Yeah, I'll pay you.
There's two of us.
I'll even send you FedEx. You won't even have to pay for the shipping. I'll take care of the shipping.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
If anybody's out there and you're heading to Mickey's at Glendale anytime soon, I would like a Disney Skyliner mug.
So what name makes the most sense for you?
I think the name we've said on this podcast a bazillion times.
Hollywood Land.
Hollywood Adventure.
Hollywood Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood Adventure. Disney's Hollywood Land would still work for me.
Yeah, all right.
Because
lands they always use to something smaller rather.
Sure, smack that mic.
Park.
Teach that mic what it's bad mic, naughty mic. Yeah,
like
I just
situation. Yeah, so. I think I would say Disney's Hollywood Adventure is a good fit. I can't really think of anything.
I can't think of anything else that...
Disney's Immersive Experience Park. Disney's Immersive Studio.
They should just call it 4D. Everything's in 4D. The Extra Dimension Park.
You'll need these glasses if you come in.
You have to sign a waiver because we will touch you. Show us on the Mickey Mouse where the bad man touched you.
Maybe, you know, everything will be virtual. You know, you'll get a virtual headset when you walk in the park, for all we know.
That would be kind of cool, especially during Halloween time. You know, you look up at the Crossroads of the World and Mickey's like, you know, that'd be kind of fun. Disneyland Paris just closed the Cinemagic Theater. Cinemagic. Well, I mean, yeah, it's spelled differently, but it still accomplishes the same thing.
Right.
Cinemagic is just not a great name, and that's probably the one that they'll go with.
Yeah.
Disney Cinemagic Park. And that so that kind of touches on the grander scheme for me.
Yeah.
We as fans get so excited about all the new stuff and things that they're changing, and sometimes the things that they change we don't love, and sometimes the thing that they change, you know, like changing the sweet shop at Boardwalk into the Abracadabar was, I think, was a good change. Did we need another ice cream stand? Did we go there and buy a lot of candy
they
and
moved
stuff?
The ice cream down 2 doors.
We got Ample Hills. You know, and there's tons of places in the store right across the walkway to get candy.
I would like
candy.
To see it bigger.
I would too. But that was not a bad change. That was when I was like, yeah, I'm pretty down with that. And then you do things like Avatar, Pandora, the World of Avatar, and you're like, it's good. And I know that everyone's like, oh my God, no, it's incredible. The ride is, if you can ride it, is incredible.
Yeah.
And that's great. But it was still kind of disappointing, because when you look at it, you're like, okay, this is great, but this doesn't inspire me. Because, you know, we're, what, 4 years out from the next film. It's a 10-year-old property. Right. It just seems kind of disjointed to me. It's not really a part of Disney.
Right.
So we keep getting these moments of, well, we're making this big announcement, and then we get disappointment. Hey, guys, we're expanding Food and Wine Festival to 75 days. That's great. We're bringing in all these bands. That's great. We're not bringing any new marketplaces, but we're bringing some back from the past.
Right.
Okay. You know, hey guys, we're going to do Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, and we're going to start them in August. August? That's really?
Yeah.
And we're going to charge, you know, $99 a pop.
Well, we're going to charge you real cheap if you come in August, but if you want to go later around Halloween.
Yeah, it's $100.
Yeah, we're going to charge you a whole park day ticket for 4 hours in the park.
Yeah, and you just, you know, little things like that just begin to wear on you.
Yeah. Talk about Avatar again. I was Ubering Sunday, and I had a family from the UK in the car.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, hey, you know, did you do anything exciting? And one of the first things they tell me is, well, we waited 2.5 hours to see the Flight of Passage.
And?
I said, excuse me? You actually waited 2.5 hours? Yes. I was like, okay.
How'd that work out for you?
Yeah.
Was it worth it?
They did that. The Nemo show, Lion King show, and Navi River, and that was the entire day. So they got 2 attractions and 2 shows, because one of them took 2.5 hours.
Well, so my mom's coming down, right?
Uh-huh. And, yeah, good luck.
And we were, oh no, she has no desire.
Okay.
And she's like, we're kind of mapping out what she wants to do. And I'm thinking Magic Kingdom, Epcot because of Food and Wine.
Right.
You know, she's like, no, I really want to go to Food and Wine. That's big. I can't imagine not going to the Magic Kingdom, but I really want to go see Festival of the Lion King. She said, her words were, and I quote, I cannot imagine coming down to Walt Disney World and not seeing Festival of the Lion King. And I literally was like, really? So she's going to spend, hopefully she gets a park hopper pass. We're going to spend a day in Animal Kingdom for that one show.
Right.
You know. So you never know, man. People are different. Everybody's got a thing. I would never, and I tell people this all the time, you know, it must be so great living in Florida. You get that a lot. What's it like living in Florida? It's great.
Yeah.
You know, it must be fun. You must go to the parks all the time. Meh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Well, I have a job.
Yeah. Well, you know, we don't because we live here, we don't go to the parks the same way.
Right.
But I would never, ever, even on vacation, I would never spend 2 hours of my day waiting for a ride.
Yeah. I've heard now, if you go in the morning for extra magic hours, you'll queue up outside.
Right.
Because that's what, unfortunately, people have been doing. They'll have a queue area set up outside. And then they'll walk you to where they want to stage you. But I've heard during normal operation, and during early magic hours, the Harambe entrance will not be available. The only one will be from, you know, the front of the park. right. by Tiffin's.
Wow.
But I've heard that line has gone all the way to Expedition Everest.
Holy crap. Are you for real?
I am for real.
Well, that's why they're building an entire land in Hollywood Studios.
For the Q.
For Star Wars.
That's right.
Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
Jeez. It's crazy.
Yeah. So.
This is, okay, well, I know we're going long here. Is there any doubt that Disney needs to build a fifth gate?
Oh, yeah. They should do that immediately, if not sooner. I think so.
I can't imagine why they keep trying to shoehorn everything. It's just like, build a fifth park.
Yeah, they got
you got the
room.
Space, dear yeah. God. Just yeah. build a park. People will come.
Yeah.
You're building more. Okay, this is a scary thing. They're building more resorts. They're building more places for people to stay.
Yeah.
And the parks are already...
at capacity.
Most, well, yeah. Well, they've been kind of light over the summer, but they're building all these places to stay. It's like, where are you going to put all these people?
Yeah.
And as a, and this is the
there's
threshold.
There's a JW going on Bonnet Creek.
Right.
There's a Bohemian hotel going by Swan and Dolphin.
Correct.
The alleged Star Wars hotel.
Right.
And there's a fourth one. What's the other fourth one?
Did you say Hilton already?
No.
There's that there Hilton going over by Bonnet Creek. Another Hilton going up. No. It's going near Epcot. The
yeah, that one.
Plus
Coronado Springs, Caribbean Beach, and what's the other one?
They just opened up Wilderness Lodge Cabins.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was just a redo of
I get that, space. But...
but, yeah. I, you know, if more people are coming, where are they going to go in the parks?
Right. It's time for fifth gate, kids. And here's the threshold for pass holders. If every time we come out here, it's just like there's nothing that we can ride. I mean, granted, I love riding Haunted Mansion. I love riding, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean. But every time we go to the Magic Kingdom anymore, that's pretty much all we can ride.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can't get on Peter Pan.
You can't get on Space or Thunder.
Or even the Mine Train. Yeah.
Even Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear is even busy all the time. So it's
good. Yeah, you go to the Monster Inc. show.
Yeah. And you can only ride the TTA so many times.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where it's like, Disney, I get it. Let's build a fifth park. I have no idea. We should probably do a show on what the fifth park should be.
Yeah.
Maybe that's something we could talk about on Sunday.
Yeah, sure.
But... it's just, it's time. But the problem is, going back to what we're talking about tonight, is if this is the imagination that you guys are unleashing on the crowds...
The answer to building another park would be, you build an entire Pixar park, you build an entire Star Wars park, and you build an entire Marvel park. And that would solve your park problem.
Right.
Because then you have one for your... you know, one for the kids, one for the adults, one for the Marvel heads, you know... You got one of everything, and then you got all the rest of what you already have.
Yeah, the problem is they're already it's too late. They're not going to build a Star Wars park because they're taking up Hollywood Studios.
And they could turn that into something else.
Nah, they're not going to do that. That's too much work. So, what do you think about the names, kids? Anything else you want to touch on?
No, I'm good.
Yeah. So, what do you guys think about these names? Do you like them? Do you hate them?
Yeah. Let us know. Send us an email: DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com. We'll post it underneath the show.
Absolutely.
We'll check out your comments.
Yeah, that'd be...
And then stay tuned this weekend, because we're going to come at you live from the Bay Lake Tower.
Yep, it's going to be great. Can't wait for it.
Yeah. Hopefully get a nice view.
I'm hoping that,
Let's hope for an accidental Magic Kingdom.
Let's hope.
Because that's happened. I had one that was... they called it a Bay Lake... because it was like kind of catty corner, but I had a good view of Space Mountain. So,
yeah, I can't wait. It's gonna be great, even if it's facing the back. I will take opening the window and listening to the little boats come in and the train whistle. I'll take that.
And the electrical water pageant.
Yes.
All right, anything else?
Nope, I don't think so. I'm good, pal.
All right.
I'm good, I'm good.
And as we say around here, we'll see you in the parks.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through.